Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Eason here with Alex King and Daniel Mangana. Today is Thursday, July the 9th, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time. Wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And I am very happy today. You know why I'm happy today, guys?
Why are you happy today?
Because I can actually announce that Apple has approved the iPhone app.
Oh, snap!
Now, it's not on the App Store yet. They say it takes like up to 24 hours for it to be there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is great.
I'm going to check tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really great. This means both the iPhone and the Android apps are ready, and they are published. And right now people can download, and they are downloading the Android app, and now they can add the iPhone app. And, I mean, I've been working on this for so long, I can't even think about how to celebrate this. I mean, seriously. I've been working so hard. It's kind of like shock. Like, oh my God.
Like, I can't believe it's done.
Exactly. Well, it's not done. I mean, there's more to be done, but I mean, it's right out there. I actually did it.
You're in the surrender state.
I'm speechless. And that doesn't happen very often.
No, it does not.
We're going to do the dance for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You were doing great sign language, by the way, while I was doing the intro. I did appreciate that, too.
Was that sign language? I was dancing.
Well, it was a dancing sign language. I mean, you were kind of pointing and doing stuff, so it was a little bit of both.
Dancing is a language.
Is this true?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A language.
It is. See? There he's doing it again. There it is. And, by the way, like I was saying, I mean, this is only the first step with the apps. We're going to be very soon putting out the next version of the apps, which hopefully will update automatically. I'm not sure how that works yet. But
we'll get notified to update.
Could be. But either way, the point is that it's going to include the Beyond Intention audio series, which is really
hot. Okay.
And I actually was in the process of setting that up today, Daniel. So we are going to be able to launch that. I want to chat with you afterward about what we can. I want to put little blurbs in about each of the different sections because there's 9 sections to the thing.
Yeah, so, I'll get that done. Do you know what I'll do? I'm going to get Duncan to do that. I'll give him the job.
Oh, okay.
Delegating is key.
Yeah.
He's awfully good at it too.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. And we were kind of chatting offline about possibilities. You said there was going to be a second thing, and you really weren't sure which way you wanted to go yet. Had you figured that out, or are you still thinking about that?
Oh, I'm going to give the listeners of the show who take the step to get the app a free copy of my book, The Money Game, which teaches you how to manifest money. All I'm going to ask is you read it and you apply it. Give us a rating on Amazon or Goodreads. But most importantly, share your wins. I want to hear about those wins so we can share them in the world.
Nice.
Excellent.
It's not too much to ask.
See, now this app is becoming hot already. It's barely been launched.
It's definitely worth the rate of admission so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is free, by the way. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, so, yeah.
This is good stuff. Good stuff.
So that, I mean, the money game principles, exactly the same principles that had on people manifesting thousands and tens of thousands last week. I go in even deeper in the book than what I taught them last week, and they were doing it in 2 days. I go even deeper in the book, how to manifest clients, relationships, using the same principles of alignment, step by step.
How often do you get something like that, too? There are a lot of what I'll generically call law of attraction books out there. I can't think of any that give you that kind of a step-by-step, here's how you get wealth.
That actually works.
That actually works. Well, right. There are others, but you're right. Yeah. There aren't too many of them even. Just
when people are like, he's very arrogant, I'm like,
Am I, though?
Is it really?
It's easy to be arrogant when you're successful, when you pull it off.
The numbers don't lie. So yeah, have that. I think that'll be great for the people to get their buttons on.
I don't think actually arrogant is the right word. I think it's actually confident. And it's confident for a good reason.
Yeah. I think that I have certainty. People that are uncomfortable because the certainty means that they can't live a lie sometimes refer to me as arrogant. But here's the thing. the beautiful thing about creating your own reality is I don't have to give a flying fudge. And so I don't. And that's great.
Okay. Yes, that's the best part.
Fudge flying. None of it is mine. So.
Very good. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Isn't it a very refreshing way of looking at it too? Because so often when we've heard about all kinds of self-help authors and programs. I mean, there's some very famous ones. Tony Robbins comes to mind. I mean, he did that stuff for years, all kinds of success, and here's how to make your life better and so forth. And there are a whole bunch of people who have come since then and before then. And you know, there's often a very high vibe with them. But isn't it amazing how with all these people, there are so few who are just confident in being confident. Some of them want to oversell you. Some of them don't really have the goods and they're trying to sell you even though they don't have the goods. But you don't get too many that are just confident because it works.
Mm.
Why is that?
I can't speak for others. I can speak for myself when I say that I get imposter syndrome all the time. All the time. There are days I wake up and I'm like, do I really? Does it really? And I go through my testimonials folder, because up until recently, people didn't publicly say thank you or I love it. They'd like send me private messages.
Right.
Gotta hide it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's embarrassing or something.
I love your work. I've never even seen you like or comment on anything. You're like mm-hmm. ghost fan. Anyway, and I go and I get that little top up of, oh no, it does. And I reflect back on my own life. I go through my gratitude list. Some people are in the earlier stages of their work where they might not have hundreds of different things that they could look through and see and have that confidence. And I think that's a very, very difficult place for some people to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure. I mean, no matter what you're starting, because you're starting something, that's a business venture, basically. You're starting a business venture. And when you're starting a business venture of any kind, it's scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of metaphors for it, but bottom line is it's scary. You're basically putting yourself out there and you're kind of trying to fly without a parachute. And mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's just plain scary. I mean, I even consider the podcast to have been a venture and to still be a venture. I mean, it's not something that I've turned into a moneymaker, but it was a venture because it's still scary to put yourself out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I started the thing with very minimal knowledge about law of attraction. And deep down, I kind of felt like a fraud. Mm. I mean, I believed in it, but I certainly didn't feel like I was an expert in any stretch of the imagination. So I just brought on lots of other experts and I kind of covered it. It's a lot easier.
But I think there's something to be said for that integrity that you had. I just did a tweet like half an hour ago. Like, there's a lot of people running around wanting to be coaches, but aren't actually doing any work themselves.
Yes.
Like, it's shocking. But then here you are saying, I don't know. And I'm going to be honest and in integrity in the fact that I don't know. But as I go on my journey to learn, I'm going to share that journey with others and bring on people who do know.
Mm-hmm. And it's been great because I've learned a ton along the way. And I've been able to share a ton with people. And I get feedback now. I have been getting feedback for quite some time about how other people are benefiting from it, how much they're loving it and so forth.
I mean, yeah, the feedback is really nice.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's particularly great when you're doing it as a business like Daniel is and you get it in the form of testimonials. But any feedback is great. I mean, somebody just writing and saying, I'm loving what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I love that show you did with Cindy, or I love that thing, whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels good. It feels like, wow, this really is impacting people's lives.
I mean, well, I think it's important for you to really take in the significance of the integrity that you had. Because a lot of people watched The Secret once and went inside, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a manifestation expert. Expert in universal law. What is universal law? It's how you manifest. What's manifestation? How you manifest. There's something to be said for that integrity. They're And I'm not saying that we have to be perfect in order to get, I've still got areas of my life that I continue to work on, but it's being in integrity about I think Gary Vee said it best. He said something along the lines of, yeah, you can keep pretending and being a fraud, but you're going to get exposed because you can't do it forever.
Sure. Mm.
So having that integrity from the front end, it's not happening everywhere. Well, I want you to really honor yourself. And
I appreciate that.
Pat yourself on the back. That's what's up.
I never thought of it was virtuous back, when I was though. Doing it. I was just scared to death. There was no virtue involved. But I guess the fear paid off. This is an interesting thing here because I was afraid. I mean, it was a different kind of fear. It's not like the fear of, oh my God, there's a wild animal chasing me, or, you know, I'm being chased by the cops or something. It wasn't that kind of a fear. It wasn't a fear I'm dying of a disease. It was a fear of, oh, what if I'm shown for not really knowing any of this stuff? I was afraid of that. That scared me. And I never thought about it as being integrity, but I guess, yeah, it is integrity. Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But some people would fear. Some people would fear and act from that fear, but the acting wouldn't be an expansive act.
No.
They'd act from the fear and it, okay, cool.
Actually, as I think about it, what it did was it led me to do the one thing that virtually every spiritual LOA type coach tells you to do, and that is start with gratitude. Mm-hmm. And literally that's what I would do. I would bring somebody on who knew more than I was knowing, knew more than I knew how to do, knew more than I understood. And then I interviewed them to learn stuff.
Yeah.
And as they taught me stuff, I was grateful for it. I was like, oh, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it. But I really meant telling me about it.
Like, you were the proxy.
Oh, wow.
You were the proxy for all of us that are going on this journey. I've learned so many cool things being on the show. People that we've had the opportunity to communicate with. I think when we maintain that desire, that thirst to continue to grow, that's when we can continue to grow. And we can also be a light to others too. Because you've now created this little bubble of light that people all over the world, for years and years and years to come, can go to those early episodes and follow you on your journey into learning about the law of attraction.
Right.
They can see how it's getting applied to relationships on a Wednesday and so on and so forth. They can come and be a part of that adventure.
Yeah.
And then they can go and have their own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that they are shining their light to. And that, I did a live with someone earlier today, and I was saying, more of us looking inwards and co-creating experiences with those of us who are also on that journey looking inwards is what's going to create that tipping point, that critical mass of people who are shining lights that's going to change the world.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I think the world has already changed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's continuously changing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not always fun. I mean, we try to make it fun. That's a big deal around here. I mean, we always are finding some way to make it high vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, another consequence sounds wrong. It's another aspect of this integrity-driven thing. I'm going to use your word. That when you come at it kind of from a humble place, it's easy to get high vibe because your ego is not in the way.
Right.
You know? And so, I mean, pretty much from the get-go, I wanted it to be high vibe, and I knew it was important, mostly because I knew I needed to be higher vibe, but also because I knew if I could do it, then others would either be inspired by it or would actually pick up on the vibe just because they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize is how much of the latter was going to happen. I didn't know that. That was a little bit of a surprise, I have to say.
That's part and parcel of the adventure.
When we
go out from the heart, just seeking to add to the world, allow the universe to give us the breadcrumbs to follow, and then we go, that was fun. Ooh, what's going to happen next?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the way it is, show after show. I mean, our newest co-host, Amy Blackford, is joining Louis and I on Mondays. She kept sending me emails after the show. This was her first show. It was like an audition. We invited her to be a permanent member of the show at the end. And she just kept sending me emails. I can't believe I'm still buzzing. I can't believe this still feels so good. I can't believe I'm still so high. I mean, that's the way it felt to her after one episode.
Yeah.
It's very uplifting.
It is.
It's uplifting.
That's how I felt after my first episode. I called everybody I knew, people I didn't talk to in years. Guess what I just did today?
Now I'm gonna do it every week.
I was like, every week. And then I'd be like, let me text the link. I'll be on every week.
It's fabulous. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, there's also another aspect to this too. I kind of hoped I'd get a lot of new friends out of this that would be real friends.
Yep.
You know, I mean, cause I think we can all kind of categorize the people we know. There are some people who are like the old friends. So they've been friends forever. So therefore they're still friends. And then there's the friends that we see regularly and the friends we, you know, infrequently talk to. And then there's the acquaintances who we call friends because everything's a friend these days. You've, you know, mm-hmm. with Facebook, everything's a friend. But how many real, true friends, you know, birds of a feather, how many of those do you have in your life? That when I looked at my own life, it was a pretty, I could count it on one hand. That's how many there are. Mm. And now it's like exploded all doing the show because all these people who are like-minded have come onto the show. It's like, wow, this is great. This is better. This is more friendships than I've ever had in my life. Entities. What was that?
People and non-physical entities.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
Yeah. Yep, true.
You're my friend now. We're going to meet together. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
So yeah, there have been a lot of really great, I don't know, aspects, side effects, you know, good things that have come out of doing this, and I really appreciate mm-hmm. it. So having it all kind of reach a peak here where now we have the app out in both Android and iPhone version, and very soon we're going to have the first update to that, which is going to include Daniel's programs to just, you know, tremendously increase the value of it. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to start doing some serious marketing to put the apps mm-hmm. out there and just get into as many hands as I can, because I just have this really strong feeling. People are going to say, yeah, I want this. Yeah, question. I like this. Yeah, give me more. And I'll share and I'll tell a friend to tell a friend like Alex says.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Are we going to be adding any links to Grass is Greener on there?
There is a link to the Grass is Greener on there.
Say what?
Aw, snap.
Now, what's missing on there, and I've got, I'll see if I can get this into the next version. What we have right now is a link to the Grass is Greener website. What I don't have is a link to the episode playlist. So that's going to be something I'll add into the next
version. Yeah, that's key. That's key.
Yeah. Cause that's a lot easier than having to go through the website and all that.
Right.
But I wanted to give something in order to, you know, get the whole thing started.
Can I say one thing I do like about the app?
What's that?
Well, there's many things, but this one thing I do like is that when you have us listed as co-hosts, we have us listed with our little bios, and then at the end, it'll say, follow her on Facebook, and you click the Facebook, and it goes to my Facebook.
Goes to your Facebook, yeah, of course.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Here I am, right here. And you picked a good picture of me.
Well, thank you.
I need to take my picture.
Daniel, I need some better pictures of you. I've got one good one.
Weird screen grab. I have like a lot of professional pictures, but there's like a weird screen grab of me.
I know. Up. Well, that's because I need some of the professional pictures. So, you know, give me the professional pictures.
Well, I told him months ago that we need to update our pictures because like today's show on, when I advertise on social media still has Joel in there. And I'm like, bro, we got to update these. Like Daniel's not even on here. My hair has been different 6 different times. Like, it's a
conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's because I've got a beard. It's because I've got a beard and I'm not 6 foot tall. I get it.
I promise.
I see the collective agreement happening. I see the system.
I have never met Bill Gates.
I don't have a beard and I'm not 6 feet tall either.
And that's why your picture hasn't been updated either.
Boom. Conspiracy. I'm on board.
I will. I'll get that over.
Okay, I'm really ashamed now.
Yeah, we need to have all the co-hosts send in new photos of themselves if they want to update their.
Maybe the pictures from their glory days.
Oh no, okay. that's like when you go to a funeral for someone who's like 90 and you have a picture of them when they're in their 20s and it's like, whose funeral am I at now?
Like on Upload when the world was black and white still. That was
crazy. Yeah, I love. That was great.
Yeah. Really, really weird, but great.
Yeah.
Super duper weird.
Oh, man.
In case anybody wants to know how it is that I maintained my humility over the years, this is the kind of thing that did it.
We let them know on the daily what's happening.
What it do? What it do?
Like, you feeling high vibe? Well, let me tell you why you suck today. You forgot that is... this.
Mm.
No, but you don't suck. That's the best part.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are very delightful.
Yes.
So let's see.
I love you.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. I value our friendship. I definitely do. I've learned a lot from you.
I value you guys as friends too.
Aww.
I mean, seriously, I do. I wouldn't have you on the show if I didn't. First.
True.
Of all.
True.
I don't have people on that I don't really feel a very high connection to.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm not going to call out no names, so let me be quiet. Let me hush up.
I feel like I've been left out of the gossip now.
I feel like
I've been left out. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about.
If I use initials, well, you know who I'm talking about.
Most likely.
BG.
Okay, maybe I won't. I'll think about that one. I'll let you know.
Okay. Let that marinate. Come back.
Apparently that's from the distant past because it's not ringing a bell right now. But
Not too distant. Well, yeah. Not this year. I'll say that.
Okay. All right.
Before we change the schedule. Right before we change the schedule.
Behold, coronavirus makes all things new.
I like that.
Oh, there is one other little piece of news today. I'm kind of looking forward to see what's coming out of it. But my favorite cartoonist of all time is Gary Larson, who did The Far Side. Mm-hmm. And he quit cartooning in 1994. Mm-hmm. He just came out with 3 new cartoons. Oh. And what's really interesting about it is he did it because he finally learned how to join the 21st century and use a digital tablet, and he likes it. So
this may be
the beginning of new cartoons coming out of Gary Larson.
Now, awesome.
I have to say, of the 3, there was only one that really made me laugh. The other two, one of them was just plain disgusting, and the third one was like, huh? But nevertheless.
It's 2020. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Which city?
Farside.
Farside was in the 1980s primarily, a little bit in the 90s, and it was a single frame cartoon. And he had a really weird perspective on life. I mean, just completely out there. That's why it's called The Far Side.
Are we talking LSD or?
No, just, well, kind of, you could possibly attribute it.
Possibly.
That, you know, but no, I got the sense that it was just how he normally is.
Too much LSD, perhaps.
Check out The Far Side. He has a website, thefarside.com, and you can find a lot of his old stuff there. But, you know, it's like any other cartoon. There are lots of cartoons that he drew that didn't really do much for me, but there were the greatest hits, and the greatest hits were wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorites is it's a frame of a guy in hell, and he's sweeping with all these flaming out of the ground all around him and so forth. And he's in like a janitor's outfit, and he's sweeping and he's whistling. And he's whistling and having a happy time. And there are these two devils who are obviously supervising him over on the side saying, we're not getting through to this guy. And I love that.
Yeah, I recognize these characters.
Another good one is an entire frame full of sheep. All you see is just sheep as far as the eye can see. And one sheep stands up on his hind legs and says, I gotta be me. And it's, you know, it just kind of says it.
Yeah, I remember this.
So, anyway, that's my little celebration that Gary Larson seems to be back. I hope he is.
I wish Aaron McGruder would come back. He's a cartoonist, started in the comic strip, and then moved on. He actually ended up getting his own show called The Boondocks.
Oh,
Boondocks.
Yes.
What happened with The Boondocks?
A lot of racial tension, so it got canceled. Yeah. They tried to bring it back, and then what's his name died.
Pops.
Yeah.
You think it might come back though?
I hope it would. At least on the Sunday comic strip, something. Give me something.
Well, he could do it like, you know, Gary Larson's doing it, because Gary doesn't have it going into any kind of syndication anymore. He just has it go to his website, but he has such a following that they can find it anyway.
Well, he's into other stuff now. He's into directing and stuff like that, so I don't even know if he has time for it.
Well, it comes down to one thing. Does he want to do it? Does he enjoy it?
That's another part of why I think it got canceled. I don't think he felt the enjoyment of it anymore.
Yeah.
It became too big of something that wasn't what he was going for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when Martin Luther King was in a coma and then he woke up.
Yeah. So it was like, what would have happened if Martin Luther King woke up in 2012?
Okay.
Yeah. So great episode.
Coma instead of dying.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm curious. I am actually curious. What actually did happen in this episode?
Well, he had a hard time adjusting to life.
Yeah, because everyone's using the N-word and he's like, didn't I do anything?
Right.
I was doing that.
He's like, what was I in a coma for? What happened?
I got for you not to have to hear that word. But now
right.
You're saying it.
Using it freely.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know when that happened, when that started happening. The reappropriation.
Yeah. And put a stop to it, because I don't like it.
Oh, I don't like it. Anyway, there's some really great episodes. There was one with Inhibit.
Inhibit. Jog my memory.
The one with Poop My Ride?
Oh! Yeah. Inhibit. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, now is this something you can clue the rest of us in on who don't know it?
So there's a hip-hop artist called Exhibit who's a host of a TV show called Pimp My Ride, where they go and get people's ordinary cars and take it to, like, this custom car shop and they pimp the ride. And
I mean, pimp the ride. Like, they put fish tanks in it. Yeah.
Like, you mean really pimp it up, yeah.
Like, okay. They're totally unnecessary stuff. Yeah.
And they did it. He came in on the show that they were going to pimp Pops' car, and he kept calling him Inhibit instead of Exhibit.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Got it.
Challenges a lot of social constructs. I can't remember exactly. I think these two young black boys, their parents die, I think, and they get left a load of money, and their grandpa moves about into the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, like, it just deals with stereotypes. There's like a black Republican guy that's married to a blonde woman. They're like, I don't talk like that. I talk like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like any stereotype you can think of, they found a way to put it in the show.
Yeah, they've got Uncle Tom in there who hates black people. It's hilarious.
Uncle Ruckus!
It's a really interesting show.
It is. If you can stand hearing the N-word about 15 times, I suggest you watch it.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
And one of the kids is like a revolutionary. He's like, the revolution will be televised, and I'm going to have the camera and the gun. Like,
Yep. And he's like 12.
It almost sounds like it's kind of a cross between The Simpsons, South Park, and Black Lives Matter.
Basically.
That's what it sounds like.
Slice of Malcolm X.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
But they do a lot of good topics. So, like, they cover, what's it called? Being on the down low, if you know what that means.
I don't.
Being gay, but being undercover. So, because it's like, you know, not cool to be gay. And this was about 10 years ago. Not cool to be gay and black and a rapper.
Okay.
So, yeah. They cover stuff like that. All kinds of issues.
The R. Kelly gate got covered as well.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
We really did the urination? We don't know. I think it would be worth finding even, like, one that's been bleeped out for Edward to give it a watch for. It's very, very interesting social commentary from the early 2010-ish, 2010s, 20-teens.
I have to ask you, I know it's social commentary, I can tell that. Is it funny, or is it something where it kind of wears you down after a bit?
It can kind of do both. Mostly funny, though.
Okay.
As long as you don't take it too seriously.
I should probably set a time limit, not watch more than that, just so I don't...
Oh, no, just watch, like, one at a time. Don't
Yeah, don't binge it. Don't binge it.
Okay.
No.
And, one episode. Quickly after with some Far Side cartoons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little antidote, is that the idea?
I mean, once I kind of got it, I stopped watching it when I kind of got it. It's like, okay, now we're rehashing old ground. So I'm going to pass the mantle on to others who are being entertained by this, but I get it.
Yeah. So I started rewatching it actually because it came back on.
Really?
Adult Swim. Yeah.
So, I mean, this sounds like kind of a advanced LOA version of dipping your toe in the contrast.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But you also learn. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From it's different people's point of view. Yeah.
And it's not arrogantly educational.
Right.
Arrogantly?
Aaron McGruder is very smart about the way he did things.
Yes, it's well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And people like me who don't know half of what they're referring to will be able to pick it up anyway?
Yeah.
It gives context because that was the whole point. It was
like
a gateway.
I can't believe I'm actually saying I want to actually see one of these things, but I do.
I would kill to be a fly on that wall. Oh my God. Just sitting there going, Walt's watching Boondocks. Let's see what happens next.
Well, let's put it this way. I will add it to the list. I actually haven't sat down yet to watch the Supernatural episodes. I have the paper next to the chair where we watch the television. So it's there. I just haven't actually, you know, gone that far yet.
You know, if you actually like this show, this brings my rating back up to 100%. Right now I'm at 99 because of you.
I see. Okay. Well, I certainly wanted to, you know, help you reach back to that 100%.
Nope, no press, no press.
No, of course not.
MPZO. Under pressure.
I don't know if I can handle this.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is good stuff, though.
Facts. So,
it's interesting. We really don't have, once again, a clear topic for the show, and yet we seem to have a topic. And if I had to put my finger on it, the topic is feeling good and understanding what feels good to you, what doesn't feel good to you, and what you want to focus your attention on, what you don't want to focus your attention on.
Can you fit that into a title?
Absolutely not.
Finding clarity.
Boom. Yeah, well, there he goes. Yeah. That right there. Finding clarity, because that's what it is. But it's finding clarity on a wide range of issues and a wide range of topics. But yeah. I guess it comes from the top of the show. The clarity of, oh my God, we got both the Android and the iPhone app out. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. That's clarity. Mm-hmm. Feels good. Feels really good. So let's see. What else is going on? I mean, I've made my announcements for what's going on in my life and what's in the LOA Today life, but what else is going on in the world that people are paying attention to here on the show? I mean, Daniel, I know you've been doing your workshop series. Are you done with that yet? The mini workshop you've been doing?
Saturday. It's going to be on Saturday, the workshop. So I'm excited Saturday. About that.
Well, okay. Yeah. But I mean, you were doing one like over the last week or so, right?
Oh yeah. I did the challenge last week. That was really cool. So it's been really funny. So I've got a couple of WhatsApp groups, they're not my groups, they're other people's groups. So I don't self promote in other people's spaces. I think that's rude. So I don't like go to someone else's. Hey, Facebook group, I've got something for you. Come and buy my stuff.
Right.
If I'm generally giving something away, then I'll do that.
Right.
Like it was, but because there was an ask in this, I didn't share anything about it while I kind of stuck to my channels. But then the information of the results has been leaking, like the stories have been leaking. So people are like, I heard about this thing. And I was like, yeah, it's happened. And so there's like another 20 people I've got in a WhatsApp group. I've been doing it with another 20 people. This week.
Nice.
They started getting their stuff like this morning. Nada's like, oh, someone's owed me money since February. Day two of the challenge, they paid me every penny and I didn't ask for it. Like I'd written it off.
Wow.
That's great. Excellent.
So we're getting some wins in there as well. So it's pretty cool.
I need to send my sister a link.
Yeah. So it's, I'm really, really enjoying it. So I'm definitely going to be putting the challenge, the core challenge, the 5 minutes of the stuff. I'm definitely putting it out this month. I'd like to do it so people can do it anytime. Anyone can join in and do the challenge anytime. Mm-hmm. And then I normally delete the videos from my Facebook group, but because there was I did the longer bit on Facebook, and there's so much cool, like the wins and everyone exchanges, there's like hundreds of comments on each video. I'm keeping them up for life in the Facebook group, and I don't normally do that. So
even
later can come and see the extra teaching on Facebook and add in the comments and stuff on Facebook. So I'm really excited about that.
Really good. All right. And then give people a little bit of a hint about what to expect on Saturday if they go to the Saturday. Well, I don't know what you call it. You don't call it a workshop. What do you call it?
A virtual workshop.
It's a virtual workshop. Okay. All right.
So everyone who comes on Saturday, who shows up, will get very clear on exactly what limiting pieces, not necessarily beliefs, but pieces, are sitting in their blueprint around money. Mm-hmm. And they will be able to start breaking through those and have an exact roadmap for them to follow to continue to dissolve those blocks and limiting beliefs around money so that they have a clean slate on which to manifest. So they can go then and come and do their law of attraction practice. They can then do their rampage and actually get something versus just feeling good. So all of the stuff that's been sitting in people's vortexes that they've been doing work on, that's why these people are suddenly getting money after one day or 2 days, because everything was sitting in the vortex saying, come on, let me out. I want to be in your life. I want to give you this abundance. I want you to explore it. Right. So it's going to just move that glass slide out of the way so that the abundance can drop in.
That's a great point, because I mean, you were sharing like some of the top records of, you know, huge amounts of money that people were manifesting and so forth. But that didn't just come out of thin air. Those people had already been doing stuff. And it, like you said, it had gotten into their vortex and was just ready, but they were blocking it in some way.
Yeah. But the most important thing is the difference between, say, the money game and the workshop is the workshop deals with your default. So that when you are doing work, if you ever go unconscious, we always go back to default. Just like the lottery winners go back to the same place they were within 5 years. Because we always go back home. We always go back to default. So what Saturday is really about is going into that default and rewriting that default. Understanding what comprises that default, how to communicate with that default setting, and exact processes that we can use to break it. I do some live intervention. I do some visualization work that goes in and literally hypnotizes you to get rid of some of your blocks, free giveaways, and all sorts of cool stuff. So.
And that's a pretty big deal, because I think it's fair to say, safe to say anyway, that the vast majority of people who discover like the secret, or they discover some aspect of, you know, somebody teaching law of attraction type principles, is they try it. It doesn't produce the result they were looking for. Maybe it produces what they perceive to be no result at all. And then they kind of give up on like, well, this stuff doesn't really work. And then they kind of are living in that half-life world of like, oh, yeah, I heard about that law of attraction, that woo-woo stuff. You know, it doesn't do any good. And then there are also some who understand, well, no, it isn't really woo-woo stuff. It actually is true, but they're still having trouble getting past those blocks. And they become really aware of how big those blocks are, even though, like me, very often they can't tell what they are. They just know, yeah, somehow I'm blocking myself. So this is a big deal. Yeah. And for you to say they're actually going to be able to rewrite all that in one day, that's a lot.
People generally speaking, see results on the day or within a few days.
That's really something.
So I did a different workshop of mine, but similar principle, but this one we're doing it about your whole life creation. And he set the intention for a new job. And while he was sitting in the workshop, and this was recorded, this happened, he got a text message from his friend saying, hey, would you be interested in XYZ? And it was his dream job.
Nice.
While he was sitting in the workshop, within a couple of hours, that happened.
Nice. Yeah.
Because once, you know, manifestation is not a complicated process. It's a thought that's given a free rein to become our reality. So when we're talking about manifestation, what we're really doing is getting clear on the thought and then getting out of the way of the thought. That's what inner work is getting out of the way of the thought. So when the blueprint that automatically from our unconscious space is feeding into those spaces of alignment is cleaned up.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So those who have been doing work, they've been doing their law of attraction work, They've been doing their manifestation practices. They've been doing that prosperity meditation for the last 20 years and still not getting anywhere. It's because at some level, their blueprint, which is the only thing that we're running on, their blueprint is not allowing for results to come or results to remain. Mm-hmm. This is why people have a burst, or they'll have a half-baked. They'll get gifts instead of money. They'll get discounts instead of real money. They'll get a great date but not a follow-up call. They'll be healthy, but they'll have an underlying condition. Like, all of those things are the blueprint not facilitating it to stay or remain. So what we're doing is we're going into the blueprint itself. And rather than painting new walls out, we're knocking doors down. Building new ones up. At the level of blueprint.
It's still amazing to me, though, to think that they're going to be able to rewrite all that and change it all in one day. And yet, I'm sure it's going to happen because you get great results like that. But still, I mean, like you say, there are people who go on for years and years kind of stuck. And so to have it break through that quickly on one day, that's a big deal.
Well, I set a very clear intention. Well, and my very clear intention is only the people that are ready to sharpen do up come.
True. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing anything magic. All I'm doing is creating a space that facilitates your connection to the outcome that you're ready for.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
So if someone's ready for the outcome, the space is here to explore and enjoy that outcome. And if someone's not, two people can go for the same thing. Dr. Joe Dispenza stuff. Two people will go. One will come back with something and one will come back with nothing. They both experience the same event.
Hmm.
The common denominator was the event overall. The variant was the individual.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And what you're going to get out of something is going to be directly proportional to what you get into it, what you put into it.
Yeah.
But if you show up, it's yours. And I've created now, with, this is the third time we're doing this particular workshop. I'm going to be doing it every month now. On the same terms that you can try before you buy it. And we'll be doing that consistently now every month. And it's an opportunity to come and be in a situation whereby you can experience that that removal of the block to your vortex. Because our vortex are naturally full.
Mm-hmm.
Our unconscious choices, we empty our vortex. And some of us are deliberately filling up our vortex, but we haven't taken the step of moving out of the way of the vortex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when it happens.
It also shows why it is that things can be so dramatic. I mean, that's how you end up with something like, you know, somebody manifesting 75,000 in a day, because there's all that stuff in the vortex. There's all stuff that's been poured in there for years.
I know that guy. He meditates every day. You know, he's always working to keep his vibe high. He's constantly working on himself. So this was going to be a natural byproduct of that work that he'd done. So when he set the intention of $10 or more and was feeling $10 or more, his mind was like, thank fudge, he's connecting to the feeling of abundance now. Can we offload what everything that we had waiting for him? Now he's trying to pay him earlier. You know, other things are happening for him, but they're happening because he was stepping into the space of what he'd already created.
Right. It's also important, I think, to note that there was a lot of creation that was not just thought creation, but there was active creation. There was physical creation. And we've talked about that in many ways on this show throughout the years, that you can manifest cold without any kind of physical activity. You've proved it yourself with some of your workshops. But it's so much more effective when you combine your high vibe feelings and thoughts with taking action, what they often call inspired action.
I mean, I just did an Instagram story about that because I had a funny manifestation today. I had an email like half an hour before the show from one of the network marketing companies that I'm involved with, saying that I've got a new sign up. But this is the most important thing. I don't give out that link, let alone do I not do anything about that. I don't even give out that affiliate link. I don't recognize the name. I don't recognize the email. I know nothing of this person.
Yep.
There it is.
Cool. Am I going to make $1 million off of this one sign up? No, but I celebrated it as if
sure.
I'm going to get from it, because this is a reminder for me of the power of manifestation. What I said on the Instagram story that I did today was, this didn't require any action from me, but I was ready to take action. Mm-hmm. And that readiness to take action is the demonstration of true commitment to the outcome, which facilitates allowing the universe to come and do the miracles that they want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus, well, universe, I'm going to sit here. What's my miracle at? Action? I'm not going to take any action. Mm-mm-mm. No, no, no. I'm going to get a manifestation.
My refusal to
show up with all of me, including myself physically, cuts me off from the miracle because I'm refusing to connect to it wholly. So readiness, willingness to take action shows willingness, commitment to the process. And often it's those who are most willing to do something that are least likely to need to do anything.
You know, as you did that little thing there, it was quite funny what you were doing. It reminded me of something. It reminds me that very often we can get into a, I'll call it a defensive stance, for lack of a better term at this point, and think that it's high vibe. And I've heard people say, you know, they get into this often anger driven, but at the very least, it's not like, oh, I'm so celebratory. It's more like, I am determined that this thing's going to happen right now. You know, it's not really a high vibe thing. And they're calling it high vibe. And in fact, I once challenged somebody on that and said, and the person came back saying, what makes you think it's not high vibe? Said, okay, I'm out of here.
Right. I don't have time.
I'm not going to get through on that one. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting phenomenon. And I think it's partly because of the fact that, especially if we're starting from a much lower vibe, I mean, that is a high vibe compared to much lower. That is, it's a big step up. It's just not as high necessarily as you could get.
Yeah. I had the same similar conversation the other day with a friend of mine. And I said, you know, manifesting takes a little bit more than making a wish at a certain time on the clock. You know, those people, oh, it's 11:11. I got to manifest.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, it takes a little bit more. I was like, you can do that if that's your thing, sure, but yeah. It's the belief behind it and the action you take. You got to put more into it.
And again, everything, and when I did my, my blog and stuff about if you're doing everything right, it's not going wrong. Mm. Everything happens according to your beliefs about how it can happen. Mm. So people who don't believe that they can get something from doing nothing is sabotaging. Plain and simple. If you've never actually physically witnessed first, second or third hand that happening without, so people that are like putting the check on the wall, like, yep, I'm going to manifest my abundance by putting this check on the wall. If you've never seen that or never known that to be a way to receive, then you are sabotaging yourself, plain and simple. Yeah. If the only way that you've ever witnessed, known, or believed, understood, experienced, first, second, or third hand, abundance to be created is through work, then that's what you're going to have to do. And the trick is to start doing that whilst you do the work of changing your belief systems around it. Mm-hmm. So just because that's your belief system now doesn't mean that's the way that your belief system has to remain. The belief system can expand and shift. But if you're sabotaging yourself in the interim saying, well, until it is ready, I ain't going to do it. and sabotage is not a conducive space to create from. Mm-hmm.
Or more precisely, actually, it is a place to create from. It's just not a good place to create from getting what you would want. I mean, that's great stuff.
Yeah.
Creation is going to happen. It always happens.
Yeah, always happens.
And that to me is another big piece of it, is recognizing that I did create something. I'm just not allowing myself to see that thing that I created because I really didn't want that one. The one I wanted was over there. but okay. I created that result that I really didn't like at all.
Yeah, we forgot about
that's
that
a hard
part.
One. Yeah. It is hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes a degree of honesty that can be pretty challenging.
Yeah.
And to make it even more challenging, to do it in a way where you're not beating yourself up about it. Mm-hmm.
Similar conversation, also this too, with my mother the other day.
Oh, yeah?
We got in the car, and I had to go somewhere, and she said, oh, she couldn't find her keys. That's what it was. And then I was like, they're right here. And she said, oh, it's going to be one of those days.
Oh, dear.
And then she comes home and she's like, see, I told you it was one of those days. And I said, because that's what you said it was going to be. She's like, yeah, you're right. I brought it on myself.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because she watches the podcast.
Well, that's fabulous.
Hey, Ma. How you doing?
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Absolutely. Yeah. Well done, too. That was that was a good catch, because that's the kind of thing that could easily slip through.
Yeah.
And create some rather foul soil within which to plant one seed to manifest.
Yeah. Yes. You go from, I had a bad day, to, oh, I had a bad week, to, I had a bad month. But I told you this was going to happen.
Oh, my life. Oh, my life. My life. I don't know what happened in my life. I started off knowing what I wanted to know. You know, it's just not the life that I wanted. I wanted a different life in a sense, you know?
That's brilliant.
Oh my god. If there was LOA stand up, Daniel, all day.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not to do that accent. My best friend's married to an Irishman.
Ah, there it is. I can make fun of Irish people. One of my best friends is Irish.
The reverberations go on and on. And on, and
on. Did I ever tell you the guys the story of when this guy made some razors and stuff at my sister when we were teens at high school? And two of my friends and I went to go and have a word with him about his disrespectful manner with my sister. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I'm not racist. My sister's mates of a darky fella."
Oh, jeez.
Not a darky fellow. Oh, no.
I can't.
Oh, my God. I had an incident the other day.
How big was his foot, by the way, that went into the mouth? I'm just kind of curious about that.
Size 12. Size 12.
I'm just like, bro. Everyone was just like.
Yeah.
Really?
I made the same face the other day when I was talking to.
That's powerful.
I was talking to a friend of mine's father, not really from, probably about in his 50s, but likes to have a drink every once in a while. So he comes up to me and says, because this is in the midst of all the Black Lives Matter things, so he felt like it was his chance to talk to me. And I'm like, okay, oh, here we go.
And he said, that'll just make your day. So.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I haven't had a drink yet, but here we go. Let's get the party started. So he says, can I ask you a question? I go, oh, God. And he goes, can I say the N-word? And I go, I would prefer if you didn't. And turns to the person next to him and says the N-word. And I'm like, really? This just happened? Like, blatantly. But then he turns back to me and says, I'm not racist. My niece is black. Okay. I was like, and then Kenny had to go and explain to him why all of that was wrong. Because I was like, it's not my job to make sure that other people aren't racist. So I give up. So yes, I leave it to my white fiance to paint the picture for people.
That's one of those things that just kind of leaves you speechless. Cause there's nothing.
It did. And I was like, did this really just happen? Not even 2 seconds later. I said, no, you shouldn't. He said, well, anyway.
As I was saying, this one stepped here to try to peel my parade.
I did say to him, you know, cause he said, you know, I'm not racist. My so-and-so is black. And I said, that's usually what racists start their sentences with.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm gonna send you something actually.
Okay.
My brother said, this is a poem.
Oh, I'm great. I love poems.
A visual poem. It's an interesting one.
Oh, a visual poem. Ooh.
Yeah.
I think we better leave it. Because I get the feeling this is something you really can't share on the podcast. So I think we better leave that one.
Oh, well, I can, but it's taken enough time to get back up the spiral, really. quite frank. I think people expressing the vibration of racism and hate and divisiveness have had enough energy by today.
Okay.
Yeah, three minutes is all we're giving it. That's it.
I'd like to get back up my spiral, to be honest. I'd like to get back up. I think it's better if I get up the spiral.
I can't.
Do you even spiritual? Do you?
Do you even spiritual?
I was going to comment on the t-shirt, but I had no idea what to say about it, so I kind of left that one alone.
Yeah. I've got a question mark on the end of spiritual now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, there's a question mark. So imagine.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It was a typo, but that's the thing with samples. They sometimes have.
That's why you get samples to find out.
Yeah, that's how you
and
figure
also,
it out.
I always have a fresh line of t-shirts. This is also the benefit.
Okay.
Nice.
There it is. We did mention that you've got the virtual workshop happening on Saturday. You gave us a really nice taste of it, but we neglected to do one thing. Tell people how to find it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's important.
Here's the thing, guys. What we've done, what got my team to do is set it up so that you put your card details in, but we're not going to take any money from you. Come to the event on Saturday, try it out. And if you think I was gassing and I didn't give you enough value for the investment, then at the end of the day, I'm going to be giving you a simple instruction, not a code that you have to break, a simple instruction, as in just send this email, click this button, and we won't take any money from you. We'll cancel the hold on your card. You can keep the memory of our time together, the sweet memory. You go to dreamwithdan.com/BW, so B for boy, W for whiskey, drinking. And get yourself signed up. There's more information. It takes you more about what the workshop is and all that good groovy stuff and whatnot. So we've got all of that on there. And then you can sign up, join us, have a ball, change some money stories. And if I've misrepresented the offer, didn't have to pay.
You can't say fairer than that. That's a fabulous
one.
I will include that URL, by the way. I'll include it in the description. I did it on Tuesday too, but I'll include it here again so mm-hmm. that, you know, unfortunately in the description, it's not really clickable because of the way RSS feeds work, but at least it'll be there. You can copy and paste it.
And if there's like a discount, if you trust me enough to go for it, then there's like you get a reduced rate if you just go for it right now. But but yeah, you can hop on. And if you can't make this one, if the time zone doesn't work for you, I'm doing another one on the 20th of August.
Okay.
Earlier in the day. And then September, I don't know what we're going to do September, but I'll have the September date out. But just tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, definitely. But the rest of the days are really cool.
They are. Mm-hmm. Good stuff happening.
Then you get to get everything about them. Every day.
Speaking of which, we really need to tell people.
Oh, the Segway King strikes again.
We need to tell people. Well, this time it's going to be fun.
Oh!
Because this time I get to tell people, we want you, yes, to subscribe to the podcast, but now it's easier than ever. You just go to your local player app store and look up LOA Today. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're getting this episode right after it's published, you probably won't find it in the Apple App Store just because they said it's going to be 48 hours before it gets in there. Mm-hmm. And if it worked anything like the way the Google Play Store works, Google Play now works just plugging in LOA Today. When we first launched it on that first 48-hour period, you had to put double quotes around it. Mm-hmm. But now you can find it without that. The same thing will happen here. So give it 24 hours if you're listening to this right after we recorded this and right after we published this. Give it 24 hours before you try to find it. If you don't find it, put double quotes around it, and you'll be able to find it that way. If it's more than a few days, you'll find it just by putting another way today. But the point is, for the first time, I can actually say what I've wanted to say for 7¾ years. Just go to the Play or the App Store and look for LOA Today and download the app. Ha! How great is that?
LOA Today. It's app today. 7¾ years we waited. Now, and we're on YouTube.
And speaking of YouTube.
Speaking of YouTube, if you want to look for us, what you're going to do is go to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, look for our smiling faces, and click down below to the red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there's a little silver bell. Click that silver bell so you always be notified when we are live.
I couldn't let go of that one, so I couldn't build that into the app. It had to be separate, you know.
Thank you for the opportunity to sing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for singing. I mean, that was great.
I look forward to it every Tuesday and Thursday.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
It was the one thing we were missing.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Well, not the only thing, but it was one thing.
Well, one of the things.
One of the things. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I have to apologize to the live streamers because I couldn't see the live stream. So I don't know if anybody was posting anything there, but if you did, thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't respond because I couldn't see it.
You should have told me. I have my laptop working.
Well, I thought I told you before the show, but that's okay.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well. See, you know, the brain goes first. But anyway, we do appreciate the live streamers. And one of the things that is going to come with a future version of the app is we're going to build the live stream into the app. So that's mm-hmm. another reason to get the app. Okay, just saying. But live streamers, for those of you who published something in there that should have been included, I apologize. We'll make sure that we get you in there next time. And that's a promise. So thank you guys for all the laughs, for all the good stuff. Daniel's sharing some great stuff, talking especially about what's coming up this weekend. That's a virtual workshop people want to make sure that they get there for. So thank you for that. Thank you especially to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.